Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey, what's up, internet, and welcome to this afternoon edition of the Daily Zeitgeist, where we talk about the trends, aka Trend Has Got a Baby. I am Miles Gray. I am joined by super producer Becca Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. That's like your signature sign on, huh? I've noticed that.
It is.
We all got to have something. Do you answer your phone like that?
I usually answer it like.
What if it's a homie, like a really close friend, and you know you're going to have, you're going to, you know, be kikiing it on the phone.
It's one, but it's like, hello.
Embarrassing. And then how do you say bye?
Same way. I'm like, bye.
Yeah. See, everybody's got a weird way of saying, a lot of people say bye. I don't know why. And then what is super producer Trisha saying here in the chat? She said, yes, that is a classic Becca. Hello. Very sing-songy. Anyway, let's talk what is trending. First up, look, Kanye said some more nonsense. I'm not going to talk about that. Just want to talk about Parler really quick because he said he's buying it. And we don't know what that means exactly. But what we do know is that Parler sent an email out to people, like all their users, with like over 300 of their verified users CC'd instead of BCC'd. So now everybody is like replying to this announcement email and has like the actual personal emails of these verified users on Parler and their investors, where they're saying like, hey, turns out Kanye is down for this.
They said cybersecurity what?
Yeah, they said fuck that. OPSEC? What's that? Never heard of it. But everyone now is like just sort of talking about what the fuck is this thing even worth? Like, what is the deal exactly? And I think it is important that rather than saying Kanye is buying Parler, it should say Candace Owens is fleecing this dude with her husband because she's taking advantage of this dude to be like, hey, you want to buy some shit off some dead fucking social media platform from my husband?
Yeah.
Go at it, sir. Because they have less than 150,000 unique visitors. It's just very wild. So not a good investment, but a scam, you know? But we expect nothing less from Candace Owens.
Absolutely not. Yep.
So
scams all around.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah. This shit is whatever. You know what? I'm glad I off-ramped from that party many years ago. I'm not trying to say I'm a hipster, but I didn't, the Yeezus album, the press tour that he did on that one, I was like, this is, you're doing something different and I don't like where this is going. Anyway, let's move on to something else. Shein. How do we say Shein? I heard people say Shine before.
That's crazy. I say Shein, but I could be very wrong. I say a lot of things incorrectly.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm sure for people who have never heard it said and they're just on Instagram, they're like, oh yeah, Shein.
I've heard Sheen, trending. And I feel that's wrong too.
Yeah, no. They are, somebody further pulled back the curtain on them, because we understand fast fashion is made on the backs of horrible labor practices.
Absolutely.
To put it lightly, that's a euphemistic description. But now, like, someone has done some more investigating to Shein?
Yeah, so apparently The Cut released this article that's going viral that they had two UK undercover journalists spend time in the factory, and they report back that it is worse than we thought. That's like the article headline, which it's like,
damn,
duh. I don't know how much worse it can get besides knowing that if you're spending, I don't know, like 30 cents on a headband, that maybe it wasn't made with equitable labor. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, according to the article, these workers are working 18-hour days. Of course they are. They only get one day off a month. That's insane. And they're getting paid about 4,000 yuan, aka $556 a month, which maps out to be about $1,850 a day, not an hour, a day. And right, they're required to be making 500 pieces of clothing a day. So
they're making $1 an hour, it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's breaking down to about 18 and a half. They're working 18-hour days.
Yeah.
$1 an hour to make 500 pieces of clothing per day. It's just, you know, it's like there's just this dark side to like our consumer culture, right? Where we're so like, everything is so fast now and it's not meant to last.
No.
And it's like, not only is there like a human toll, we know how like fucked up it is for the environment for all this just constant generation of garments and things to be happening and the shipping of it. Damn. It's just like, I don't know. How do we de-emphasize having the latest shit?
It sucks because especially for those, I don't know, I personally want my things to last. Like I will go out of my way to spend a little bit more if I know it's going to last, but
yeah,
the accessibility to quality is also pretty terrible. It's like, yeah, oh, you can only get quality if you're spending designer. And it's like, well, I don't necessarily want designer. Like, it doesn't matter to me to own Prada or Balenciaga or Gucci or whatever.
Yeah.
I just want it
because it's balling. And you know, that's you.
And I don't actually.
I know. I'm fucking with you.
I'm wearing Patagonia overalls.
It looked like you got one overall strap on too. Like you had a rap video from the 90s.
Yeah. So it's because they're not tight enough, to be honest.
Don't worry. You don't got to explain your overall swag.
But yeah, it's just super, I don't know. It's this like vicious cycle of like, okay, for those of us who are trying to find affordable clothing, there is not very many options. And then for those of us who would like to find, you know, clothing that's going to last, there's not very options. And then there's the cycle of fast fashion where it's like, well, also you look like trash if you're not adhering to these trends that are literally cycling by the day and the week versus the season.
Right.
So I don't know how we get out of it because people don't seem to care about the environmental issue of it, let alone the labor practice issue of it.
Yeah. I mean, we're the biggest culprit, apparently, according to this quote from this environmentalist, just talking about like, so for the amount of fast fashion shit that's bought, right? Like you'll see that shit in a secondhand store pretty quickly.
Oh,
like a lot
absolutely.
Of people be like, oh, easy. I only need it for this one thing. And guess what? It's a donation or I'm taking it to Crossroads, whatever. And they say clothing waste is responsible for almost 10% of carbon emissions. So a lot of the clothes that are donated to charity end up going, they're like shipped to other countries and end up in landfills. So we're already just polluting the earth with our used fucking clothing. Like it ends up in places like Africa and shit. And this is just all around, just all of it because of our emphasis on getting it out quickly, whatever. We're also just like, there's so many clothes, we don't even fucking need them. Like they're in a landfill. Like it's like, woo. Anyway, So many things happening in our world. Let's move on to something else that's just as disturbing. The GOP is trending because there are 30 House Republicans now who have signed on a bill to, quote, prohibit federal dollars from being used to make sexually oriented materials available to children under the age of 10. So basically, this is a don't say gay bill like we've seen in Florida, but at a federal level. Again, they're all what they're trying to do is say federal funds will not be used to develop or host programs or events for children younger than 10 that contain, quote, sexually oriented materials such as drag queen story hours that have recently drawn the ire of conservative politicians and right wing groups, according to this article on the Hill.
Yeah, I'm just confused by what sexually oriented material means outside of obviously them specifically targeting children who love drag queens.
If it ain't cishet,
fun people.
If it ain't cishet, it's got to get out of
like,
here.
As a former child, I don't remember oriented material. Like, I'm like, I don't remember.
Well, that's they have to change the terminology to make things like our progress as a society seem like it's the nightmare fuel to destroy the lives of our children. And we talk a little bit about that in tomorrow's episode. But again, this is also another reason for people who might not be fully aware of what's happening. I doubt people who listen to the show are of that ilk, but this is all the Republicans want.
Yeah.
It's just clear. It's like, dude, if you're not cishet Christian, get the fuck out of here. And if you're like, look, if you're not white, but at least you fit in the cishet Christian thing, okay, we might give y'all a pass. But other than that, don't expect body autonomy. Don't expect any kind of liberation of any kind, sexually or otherwise. And, you know, that's what's at stake when we have Democrats just merely saying like, well, at least we're not those guys. It's like, well, who the fuck are you? Like, can you say like, yo, I'll fight for your drag queen brunches because that's stupid. That doesn't fucking affect people negatively. In fact, it helps generate empathy, which I get is the biggest enemy to wanting to fuck people over. So, whew.
Yikes.
What a time. Stories abound. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with some decent news after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. Anna Mae Wong will become the first Asian American to be on U.S. currency. This is a big deal. Woo. This is a big deal. I'm gobsmacked, actually, at the idea of seeing Asian Americans represented on United States currency. This is there's like an American Women Quarters program that is being launched. So you're going to have Maya Angelou, Sally Ride, Wilma Mankiller, and Nino Tara Warren. I think that those were released earlier, but now Wong is going to be the first, you know, Chinese American. Well, I guess she was the first Chinese American film star.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Pulling up on her quarters. I like
she
that.
She faced so much discrimination during her time, and she was quite the revolutionary, not just as a woman in film, but as an Asian American in film. And it's super cool to see that type of history represented. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. And also just like fucking at the time, they're like, you know, we don't like miscegenation, or as they said, anti-miscegenation laws. They're like, you better not have this Asian woman be cast with a white lead, because mm-hmm. we don't want to put in their minds that race mixing is a thing. Hey, shout out to all my, you know, race mixed people. I see y'all. Look, we win. Ha ha ha. We're going to win in the end. But, you know, small steps. How about paper money, though? We still going to have slavers on the paper money?
You know, who knows? I mean, for now, yes. But let's
like, get
see.
Rid of Andrew Jackson. Like,
no, for real.
Please,
like, why
for real.
Is he there?
Get him out. Put fucking, I don't give a shit. Fucking put Dolly Parton on there.
They
That's
should.
Fine. It doesn't matter. I mean, the money, the American money is like fucking joke money anyway. So
it's not like I ever like, have cash on me anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It's not backed by anything aside from the threat of military violence. So sure. Why not? Or put Guy Fieri on there. I don't care. But, you know, I'd like to see, you know, Maya Angelou on a 20 or something like that. But hey, because weren't we supposed to have Harriet Tubman?
Yeah,
and
I was
the fucking
say,
Trump?
Harriet Tubman was supposed
That's
to be.
Right.
And then it never happened.
Wait, is she still going to be on currency? Oh, wait. Harry Tubman on the 20. Where are we at with that? Okay, it is coming.
Oh.
Damn, it said 2030?
But it's like, why can't they replace Andrew Jackson? Not that I don't want Harry Tubman to have a bigger dollar amount. Of course, she's worth it. But I feel like he's the most problematic one and we should replace it.
Yeah, I mean, like just... Immediately. Yeah, yeah. It's like from the top, because you're like, wait, isn't it a Trail of Tears? And then dude, yeah. liken slavery to holding a wolf by the ears, I think, where he said, you don't, hey, you don't want to be holding it, but you don't want to let it go either. You know what I mean? Hey, woke king, Andrew Jackson. But also, I feel like the 20 is probably the most powerful bill.
Yes.
To be
yes.
honest, even though the amount is low, that's like that's just 20s. Is kind of everybody.
It's the most common,
like
I would say, piece of, I mean, in my personal life, I'm like, I feel like if I you go to the ATM, they give you 20s, you know? It's the
Except
most
now
one.
They got the new ones where they're like, you want like weird amounts with like fives and singles and shit? And I'm
I
like,
did
That's...
do that the other day though, because I needed to give tip.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
I was
for
like,
sure.
I can't just get 20s.
Yeah, you got to break it down a little
break
bit.
Break it down.
Yes. Yeah, so I think it's, look, we're incremental progress every day. Next is John Fetterman. So we talked about how the media is like, man, this dude had a stroke. How dare he? And like, that's been the attitude. Like, damn, this guy is recovering from a stroke. Like, that's kind of fucked up. And maybe we should question his ability to hold office. There is now, John Fetterman has now released a letter from his doctor, because this is where we're at, where the doctor is like saying, quote, he's recovering well from his stroke and his health has continued to improve. Talking about like his heart rate, blood pressure, That shit's normal. Stop tripping. They said he does continue to exhibit some auditory processing issues, but that his, quote, communication is significantly improved since his first visit to speech therapy, which he attends regularly, and he spoke intelligently without cognitive deficits.
But fuck. He can't listen to you. Like, what?
Whatever. So this is where we've gone, where most people, if anybody who, you know, people have had strokes in my family. I know how massively detrimental they can be to your like ability to kind of get back to normal. But I've also seen firsthand people have had strokes and they've recovered. And it wasn't like they couldn't keep doing what they do. But I think the media loves like the horse race. And it's, and honestly, too, the polls are getting tighter and tighter between him and Dr. Oz, even though I think they just like unearthed footage of him talking about how he used to drink, like he's a pee sommelier.
Oh, no.
Or not like, it's not that he's saying I am a pee sommelier, but I think he is kind of saying he is. I just want to say this was in, he said he once claimed, he said a diabetic's urine tastes like wine. Cherry wine. That's what he said on Kimmel a few years ago.
It's like, why do you know that? Period. Like, God.
He said, here, I'll let you play. This is what he's talking about, his own urine.
Depending on what we're putting in it, it'll smell one way or the other. Urine, by the way, if you haven't had anything fancy, has a sort of a nutty smell to it.
We'll just stop there. So yeah, I get it. Like, I'm sure you can probably figure something out there. I'm not interested in that. I'll take somebody who is just trying to, you know, pursue equality for all people, but that's rare these days.
Super Producer Brian said he's a piss prophet. That's a thing. I can't.
Oh my God. Oh, right. Like back in the day where they'd be like, hold on, what's wrong with you? Let me give some of your pee-pee. Okay. Yeah. You need some more iron. And you definitely, you got low potassium because this is hitting my guy. Wow.
Oh no.
So. Sure.
Drink water, folks.
Just drink water. You know, obviously, you know, go to your doctor and make sure, you know, check in on yourself. Don't mess with your health, but you don't have to go to somebody who's going to drink your pee. And finally, Great British Bake Off, the musical.
Interesting.
I know people love this show. I know people say this is a feel-good show. I've seen a few episodes, or I've seen like a couple seasons. I'm like,
even
yeah.
After the Mexican episode. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that later on?
Apparently it went viral, I don't know, the past couple of weeks where they did like apparently every season they do a probably slightly insensitive episode about an ethnic group. Last season
the
they
British?
Did like Japan. Yeah. And then this season they did Mexico and they made a don't make any jokes, not even Juan, like just like distasteful.
Oh boy.
So they all dressed up in sombreros and smocks and yikes.
We're going to be making a concha.
Yeah, literally.
If you know, there's also slang for something. I don't know why that became Australian. I'm not going to go there with the jokes, but good for them, British Bake Off. But again, I feel like it's like the Ted Lasso of reality shows is kind of how I liken it for people's like, it's just great. Like it's on and like they're supporting each other. But apparently they've just announced that there's this thing called the Great British Bake Off musical. And apparently, like, people who saw a preview were like, this is amazing. And they had, every night was a standing ovation.
That's crazy. Like, what could the musical be about? Like, I love musicals. I am a Broadway girl.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this seems boring to me. And granted, I don't like the show, period. So,
well, sure,
you know,
sure.
I'm not the demographic, I guess.
Of course. But for those who are, I'm sure they're, again, I don't know how you make a reality competition show a musical.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's like Baker's Today's Challenges, disrespecting another culture. Like,
we didn't even make pandaria. We just made tacos. Make it make sense.
Welcome to Pan's Labyrinth. It could be cool. There's like a video of someone who like just saw it and they are like blown away by what they just saw. This is a thing. This is someone who just got at the preview for you.
I am a bagel fan.
Oh, yes.
There's nothing more British.
Can't wait.
They said, what do you think you can expect to see?
Cake. Pirouettes and cake.
Big jewelry.
Soggy bottoms.
Inside of a tent with lots of people.
Okay, those people are too excited and I don't know what's going on. So, hey, if y'all go, let me know if it is.
I'm curious. Let me know.
Yeah. I mean, if they're let's be real, like I'll watch a Real Housewives musical.
Yeah.
That shit has drama. That shit has different set dressings. I mean,
the drag queens have done it on RuPaul.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Right. And you could do fucking, you know, I feel like any other, it's just weird to take something that feels very like subdued and like soothing to sort of like inject the dynamism of a musical. But maybe that's where the scenes get really problematic. Like, can you imagine they do like these little dance numbers where suddenly like you hear a big gong and people come out like silk robes and you're like, oh, no. Hey, get the fuck back. No, don't do this. They're like, oh, no. Okay. How about, ay, 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 and they put a sombrero. Yeah, I don't know. We shall see. Great British Bake Off. Let us know if you saw the preview in Cheltenham, if you live out there. For real. Let us know. All right. Well, that is going to do it for today. Thank you for joining me, Becca. Thank you for listening. Check us out tomorrow. We got a full brand new episode. Not like other times when we put a rerun out the next day. You know how sometimes we do that. Check that one out. And until then, look, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Get your damn booster. Because, man, I'm already seeing people on the timeline getting COVID again. I went from being like, oh, nobody's getting COVID. I'm like, I saw one. Now I see two.
My good friend just got COVID.
Anyway,
back.
Stay safe. Left. Do you, but do it safely. Consider others and don't do nothing about any kind of discriminatory behavior. All right. Until then, see ya. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.